Hey, on today's Living in Las Vegas, we got an email from Todd Rudisell from Oklahoma who had a show idea. And Todd wrote, are there places in Las Vegas for tourists to stay away from? It's a great question. So on today's show, we're going to talk about the top places to avoid in Las Vegas, whether you're driving or walking. These are places you should stay away from. Plus, we've got real quick stories, live chat questions, listener email, and of course, have a drink on me. This is a Living in Las Vegas podcast where, besides these places you should avoid, here's something else you should avoid. This stuff right here. Bruno Mars is the devil because he created this rum that damn near killed me last week. All right, let's get started.
Hey, everybody in the live chat, share this.
Good rum, share. Bad
it was
rum.
Very good rum.
You just drank
too much
of it. Which
makes it bad rum. Living in Las Vegas starts now.
Yes, it does.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast.
That's right, kids.
Oh, that's part of the area you should avoid. Watch out for the gunfire.
And now your host, a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was. Sing over this guy. Mr. Scott Whitney.
Welcome, everybody, to, kind of like sound a little NASCAR there, didn't I?
A little bit.
To the Living in Las Vegas podcast here on the Vegas Video Network. Oh, that's very nice. And by the way, congratulations, because you're watching the longest-running podcast about Las Vegas that actually originates from
Las Vegas.
That's right. And by the way, these two crazy kids here, these two handsome fellers, we've lived here a combined total of 30...
decades.
Decades. 30, 100 years, which means we're not only going to cover what it's like to live here.
Hey, we're doing pretty well.
We're going to tell you about our adventures on the Strip.
I remember when we created Fifth Street.
And Fremont. Yeah. And our first dentures. We'll talk about downtown, yeah, other cool, yeah, places in the Valley. And by the way, if you're a visitor, a tourist, you're a fan of our fair city, well, our show is like your own secret handshake to all things cool and groovy here in the town. We are live every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock p.m. at VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. That's VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. We would invite you to join us live and be in the live chat. Arguably, the nicest people you'll ever meet are in the live chat right now. Is that true?
We could argue about that, yes.
Yeah, it's arguably true. There are, I'll tell you what, a good 30% of the people there are very, very nice.
30%.
At least 30.
At least 30.
There's a few others, I could do without them, quite frankly, but we're not going to tell who they are because we want them all there. Actually, they're all great. And of course, their whites are whiter and their brights are brighter. Hey, I'm your host, Scott Whitney.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. Buenas noches. How you doing? Hot stuff. I am the owner of the Vegas Video Network. That's right. I'm the one to blame. Sorry.
Yes.
And welcome back.
God,
your
damn
dreams are your ticket out. I don't do this by myself, no.
Welcome back.
There are some things I do by myself, but this isn't one of them. Or is it? No, it's not. This
it could be.
We should probably keep that to ourselves, right, kids? I'm with RQS. He's back. It's Drinky Pants. It's the managing partner at KSHB Radio. It's Brett Grant, everybody.
Yeah, it's Vinny Barbarino. It's Arnold Horseshack.
Hey, what's up, baby?
What's the other guy? Who was the Hispanic guy? What was his name? I used to watch this. Esposito?
Escamosa?
Help us out, folks.
Epstein. It was Epstein. That's right.
Horseshack Epstein. Well, he's right. He was a Puerto Rican Jew.
Yeah. Juan Epstein.
Juan Epstein, the
that's
Puerto
right.
Rican
very
Jew.
Good. Yes, very again, good. Again, those are the people from the course in New York. Welcome back, my brother.
Welcome back. Good to be back.
Over and
good
under,
to
sir?
Be back. Well, apparently, we're going to go under what you did last week.
Yes, last year.
Because otherwise, you'd be under the desk.
Last week's was 80. We went 120 for the show. We went 240 total. 240 minutes of live streaming last week. I almost died the next day.
Well, how did your live chatters feel about that? Are they expecting
they
a repeat?
Loved
they were expecting
it.
A repeat
they were, no one
performance
left
tonight.
They were there whole time.
Wow.
It was fantastic, except for the next day. Worst day of my life. Brutal.
They loved it.
Over under.
I guess we're back to the long form shows now. So I'll go 91.
Yeesh,
and a half.
Please don't do that to me, because I actually felt like I had to cry for. It was good probably from morning Wednesday till about noon. Yeah. I didn't want to talk to anybody. It was a rough day.
That's what happens when Brett's not around. All things go crazy.
We just need some adult supervision. In his damn show.
People enjoyed not having Brett around. You see Gregor Tapa over there. Yeah. Okay.
By the way, new in the live chat, we've got Montana. That's right. The entire state
awesome.
Is here. Actually, Montana's secret name is Pearl. Oh, it's Pearl. A lovely name, Pearl.
Pearl can't possibly be younger than like 70.
Well, that's fucked up if she is, isn't it?
It's like being named Iris.
Pearl, how old are you? And if you're under 70, tell Brett to go bite you. Pearl discovered us on the Facebook.
Very nice.
Watching, she said that she stalked us. She found us via a shared YouTube video. How cool is that?
She says ta-da, whatever that means.
And she doesn't speak a lot. She's ta-da. And she's been watching us for 6 months. So, Pearl, thanks for playing along in the live chat. We appreciate it. Also want to thank Bryce for sitting in next week. I want to thank him for sitting in.
Last week?
Last week. What did I say, this week?
You said next week. So apparently I got the week off again.
No. Last week. So thank you for sitting in, and curse you for sitting in.
Exactly.
You damn near killed your buddy, Scott.
All right. That's cool.
Which part?
A little windy out there today. How's your eyes doing there, buddy?
It's windy as hell.
You didn't have to stop that.
You're right. I want to go back to that.
I was just going to flow into the main topic conversation.
The way the sound effect works is it cuts off the thing in front of it.
Oh.
Whatever plays, the other thing gets cut off.
Oh, so you can't overlay the two.
I can't. Well, there's a reason for that. I did that on purpose. I mean, I programmed that. And so I could do one thing and go, I want to do this instead. I can just kill it instead of having that thing keep going.
Well, why not have the option of doing both?
Well, because that's a programming thing I didn't want to do. So, for example, if I have this going, where's my ambulance? But I want it to stop.
You're killing me, Smalls.
So there I have an overlap, but there I stopped it.
Okay.
It's a little magic studio. It depends on the sound effect. As I mentioned at the beginning of the big show, Todd, who's a new viewer, he's been in the live chat a few times, sent an email. He had a show idea, and that was, are there places in Las Vegas that tourists should stay away from?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No question about it.
I mean, remember, this is a big town. This is 2 million plus people here. I thought, well, how do I want to approach this? I'm going to approach this from a tourist perspective, because it's not uncommon for tourists here to go off the beaten path and find themselves in areas where they simply shouldn't have found themselves. So we're going to be talking about the places around the strip and downtown that you should probably stay away. The first place used to have a nickname. They really don't talk about it anymore, but it used to be called Naked City.
I think it's still called Naked City.
Haven't heard it much anymore, but this location here is west of Sahara. Or I'm sorry, west of the Strat. So it's Las Vegas Boulevard is the east part of it. Sahara is the south part of it. Industrial is the west part of it. And Wyoming Street is the north part. So there's a map on the screen for those of you who are listening that delineates this area. So it's basically a couple blocks with Stratosphere in the middle of it. So Naked City. Why is it called that? Well, there's a lot of people running around naked. Yeah, no, this is a bad, bad, bad place. It's not in Michael
Jackson's drugs,
bed.
High prostitution, instance of issues.
Crime. Yeah, and you know, the truth is, if you look like you belong anywhere, that helps. As a matter of fact, I'll talk about a place coming up where if you act like you belong, you're probably okay. This is a place where you simply don't belong. I mean, I've had meetings and I've gone to the Strat a few times where if it's in the middle of the day, I might drive through that area because I have a purpose and I know exactly how to get out. But at nighttime, even though I know that area, I am not driving in there. It is bad, bad, bad news. So it's mostly drugs, mostly thefts, prostitution. It's just not a cool place to be. But the problem is it's easy to get in there by accident. Especially if you're turned around. So you come into the Strat. You're a tourist. You walk there. And you go in there. You're hanging out at the Strat. You're like, well, the Strat is lovely. I'm at the 107th place. I've looked around the world. I come down. Maybe you got a couple of drinks in you. You think, well, I'm just going to walk back. You come out of the Strat. You make a right.
Yeah.
You are fucked, man. That's
not a good right turn to make there.
That's the wrong right.
Or you make a left and you start working your way up Main Street and realize, oh, I went the wrong direction there too. And it's not necessarily nice up that direction.
Well, and guess what? That's our second area. So stay away from basically anywhere around the Strat. The second area is just north of the Strat on Las Vegas Boulevard. Now, just a few feet above or north of the Strat, you have Las Vegas Boulevard goes slightly to the east, and then Main Street creates and goes just slightly to the west. Now, here, you shouldn't walk in this area. And again, it's delineated all the way up until you get to about Charleston. Now, I know, as a matter of fact, somebody in the live chat will go, but wait a minute. Glenn will say, but wait a minute. I've gone down on Main Street that many times. As a matter of fact, Velveteen Rabbit is there. There's a nice Mexican restaurant there. Absolutely. You can drive there, and you can pull into that parking lot or right in front of that property, and there's no problem. But walking up that street, there's no way in hell I would do that. No way I would do it alone. No way I would do it with Melissa. No way I would have you do it. It's just not a really good idea.
No, there are some great ethnic restaurants right there as well. So if you know where you're going, I think you're right. Yeah, you just don't want to be walking around necessarily at night.
Yep.
Especially as it gets warmer and things like that, because that's, you know, crime escalates as the weather gets warmer.
Right. That's right.
In general, except everywhere in Chicago, it's just constant all the time.
That's crap.
you get shot.
And you know what's interesting about?
I forgot to mention this.
Actually, there's more crime that happens on the Strip as a concentration than anywhere else in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the Strip in and of itself can be a dangerous place if you're not paying attention. That's mostly, by the way, pickpockets and robberies
but if you think about that kind of stuff. If you think about walking, I mean, like one of the things I do when I'm driving, let's say I'm driving down, I'm in the middle of the desert, I'm driving on the highway. And let's just, you know, a lot of times I'll do this, I'll imagine, where am I going to go if a trucker comes across and I'm looking at a head-on collision?
Yep.
Where's my out? Left, right.
Yeah, yeah.
What can I do to try and survive this?
That's a great idea.
If you're on the Strip and you're thinking the same way, you're going, okay, I can duck into any one of the 8,000 Walgreens.
Yeah.
Or some very nice casinos, right?
No!
Or maybe a CVS. Well, if the Walgreens, it's on the wrong block. apparently, the CVSs are on the west side. The Walgreens are on the east side. I'm just teasing. I'm making that up. So if you're walking downtown, or in this area, Naked City, and not quite, or even downtown. Look for potential places where you know if something happens, I can have an escape.
That's a very
and if you don't have as many places, because you're not as familiar with what's going on, a lot of people are not familiar, even locals, with what's on Main Street. And if you're in the Arts District, which is just a few blocks north, it's a completely different area. It's a lot nicer. It's taken care of a lot better.
Yeah, as a matter of
fact. Right at the very north there, you'll see where the Arts District is. That's Charleston.
Right, where you see that triangle. Yeah. It's an upside-down triangle, basically, on that map. That's Charleston. Right. And the upper right corner of that is where the Arts District is, basically. It's the heart of the Arts District, basically. And there, by the way, this is what's interesting about Vegas in general. When I first moved here in 2005, even that area was pretty sketchy.
Yeah.
That's not somewhere I'd want to hang out other than the First Friday.
Right.
Because of First Friday. But other than First Friday, you wouldn't catch me walking around there at all. Now it's changed quite a bit in that area. A lot of other stores and restaurants and that kind of stuff have been put up there. So it's a lot safer. But it's the same thing. Now, for instance, I haven't mentioned that if you go a block either way, west or east from the Strip, there's some places where it's fine to do that. There's some places I would absolutely not do that.
Sure.
For example, Ellis Island. I didn't have this on as my list, but you know, in front of Ellis Island, it's kind of a craptastic little, you know, casino.
Right.
It's got the cement floors. We've talked about it before.
Concrete,
sorry. Because cement is what you make concrete out of, I think is what
it's one of the ingredients.
Okay, whatever. Jesus Christ.
What's true?
Okay, I believe you. I don't thank you.
I had a great piece of sugar today. Oh, I'm sorry, cake. It's the same thing.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's exactly the same thing.
So which one's wrong? Concrete's wrong?
Concrete's cement. Correct. Cement is an ingredient.
All right.
So if you want to have a piece of cake.
Well, what do you add to cement to create water?
Water, sand, gravel.
Oh.
Lime, potentially. Depends on what you want.
So I should be saying concrete.
Concrete.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
And that's today's Concrete Today, our new podcast.
It's funny because the last time we were talking about it, my dad goes, that was a perfect example of how you did that.
like that.
Probably comment on this too.
But the same thing. So like you go to what's that that Italian restaurant? Oh, I just forgot the name.
Off Batista's Old Wall.
Right.
Right.
So that strip mall is a crappy strip mall.
Right.
It's not great. And if before the link was there and all that whole street.
Yeah, man.
There is no way I'd be roaming around there.
It's kind of like an alley.
Yeah.
It was like a street that was like, oh my gosh, where am I walking around?
And when you think alley, you think safe.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
No, you do not.
No doubt.
So there's, this is part of this is, of course, is just common sense. Stay on the strip, stay in well lit areas, try to stay with other people. If you find yourself by yourself in a dark area, U-turn. Move your ass out of there. Okay, so let's continue on our trip here. Boink. Our next one, there's really no reason for a tourist to be there. And this is MLK Boulevard, north of 95, all the way up to about Craig. It's about 6 miles. You may say to yourself, well, Scott, why are you even bringing this up? And here's why. So I've seen a couple times on Google Maps and other mapping programs. This happened when I used to live up in Aliante, where people were told, yeah, come on up MLK. And because it's more direct. As you look at the map, you'll see that 15, that's the yellow line that's going off to the east. So if you're trying to go north to the Aliante area, you're going away from it as you go north. You're going more and more east. So it's a longer drive.
Right.
And I will tell you that when I used to live up in Aliante, I would go up MLK all the time.
Turns into Camino del Norte.
It does. Exactly does. Here's why I did it. This is a perfect example of if you act like you belong there, you're probably going to be okay. Yeah. Additionally, that particular stretch of road is heavily trafficked by police. So it's relatively safe, but it's one of those places that if my car broke down on that street, I would be really unhappy with that.
My radio station's transmitter site is on Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
Just south of Cheyenne. So I would say, north of Cheyenne through up to Craig, it's a lot more residential and it's a nicer area.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not horrible there. But, where I'm at, which is basically between Cary and Cheyenne.
Yeah.
I remember when we were having construction and building our transmitter site, the Johnny on the spot on the construction site was regularly used by not just people using needles, but also people performing acts of prostitution.
Is that right?
Oh, it's just fabulous. The things you would find in your site going, oh, there's a needle and a condom. Hey, right. What else could happen here?
At least they're having safe.
Oh, and by the way, somebody dropped off a mattress. So it was amazing. The amount of people just come and drop shit off.
Really?
We had to build a road. And then we had about 8 acres that we had to excavate. And then we had the back 3 acres. Where we put up the transmitter site. So you had all this beautifully manicured land, even though it was dirt,
right?
But still had to bring water in and the road in and all that kind of stuff. So it was a perfect spot for people to go and do stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, one of the common...
You really got to be hard up to do something in a Johnny on the spot, don't you?
That's a pretty little visual there. Yeah. One of the other things that you'll hear a lot of locals say is if the street is a letter or a number, stay the hell away from it.
Yeah, here we're more the alphabet streets, the J's, the K's.
Yep.
That's highly an area where there's a lot of prostitution.
Like around, on that street there, if you see MLK's going north and south, about where you see Owen or Westlake Mead, all those down in there, those are N's, and especially D Street.
Yeah.
D Street has a really bad reputation. And there are times where people get caught there as they're trying to go to, for example, the Smith Center. They're coming from the west side, from the northwest side. They come across, I'll just take this little D Street because it kind of dumps off into that. Bad idea. You don't want to break down there. I remember my uncle. Jesus Christ. He's trying to save some money. So we've got there's a Best Western on the corner of, what is that? Washington and Maine, I think it is.
Okay.
And he's like, we'll just get this Best Western or whatever it was at the Washington. And I'm like, you sure about that? That's fine.
Yeah. So,
okay. Well, morning. Morning, everybody. Hey, Scott, can you recommend somewhere else? Yeah, get the hell away from Washington and Maine. Good Lord,
I would say
man.
Just a little bit to the east there is around downtown near just north of 95 near Cashman Field, Cashman Center.
Yeah.
Just a few blocks north of there. Washington Main Street turns into that area. Tons of homeless.
Yeah.
In that particular area. So
there's some homeless what do you call them? Places for people to
shelters
sleep.
Shelters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. There's several.
It's amazing how many people are actually sleeping on the street, though.
Yeah.
And then you know, if you go there early enough in the morning, which I did maybe a summer ago, I had to be down that neck of the woods at a local high school for a baseball game at like 7 a.m. I'm not. There must have been 200-300 people just sleeping on Main Street and Las Vegas Boulevard.
What time of the year?
It was in the summer.
Yeah.
So it was like July, but it's like, good Lord.
Yeah.
You know.
So. We've been asked before about the homeless or homeless problem here. Yeah, there's a homeless problem pretty much all over the country, especially here, because it's warm.
Right.
You know, you're not going to freeze to death here for 10 months out of the year. So if you're homeless, this is a pretty safe place to do it. But yeah, so you want to stay, you know, MLK, you just want to stay the hell away from it. Like I said, I had a relatively new car when I was driving there, right? You know, before we moved to here. Would I drive that place now? Nope. Because my car.
However, during the day, if you want some good barbecue, MLK and Alta, MLK, between that area, there's some pretty good, there's some pretty good barbecue places.
Right. But you have to act like you belong.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You can't be pulling up and going, I think I pulled into a, when I first moved here. I was driving down MLK, and there is a one of those wash your own car things where you and some folks had basically taken it over, and it was like, you don't wash your own car, we wash it for you. And I had just pulled into that driveway just to check something. I wasn't planning on doing anything.
Okay.
And these guys came up to me and go, washing your car? I'm like, nope. Well, kind of looks like you probably should. I'm like,
how much do I owe you if I don't wash my car?
What the hell am I doing?
Right. You got to pay attention.
I'm a friendly white guy. I'm too pretty to do this.
Jeez.
Leave me alone. Don't hurt me. Okay. Next spot is called Commercial Center Drive.
Yeah, interesting spot there.
Yeah, this is, and it's actually more interesting than most people know. So this is where Lotus of Siam is. This is a very, very well-known Thai restaurant. This is off of Sahara, not too far east of Las Vegas Boulevard. And it's in this kind of industrial strip mall square thing. What a lot of people don't know is that there are two sex clubs there.
It's the Green Door, isn't it?
Well, there's another one that a lot of people don't know aren't there. And I didn't know there was another sex club there until about 3 months ago.
How did you find out?
Somebody told me.
All right.
Somebody who knew.
Okay.
Who said, that's a sex club. I'm like, what? That doesn't look like a sex club. It is.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Okay.
And the Green Door is a very famous sex club. And then there's a sex shop there. And listen, hey, I'm all for sex. God bless sex. If it wasn't for sex, I wouldn't even be here.
Right, exactly.
But I will tell you this about that. If you look at that graphic again, you'll see it's kind of a rectangle, basically. At the top of the rectangle is Lotus of Siam. If you go directly the opposite area where you see it says New Orleans Square, that area there is spooky.
Yeah.
Actually, they used to have roller hockey there.
An ice rink. No, I used to ice skate there.
Oh, did you?
I used to play hockey there.
Yeah, they did. They had for a while women's roller hockey there.
Yeah, yeah.
And that area, I'm like, what the hell am I doing?
There was
doing
also the there? Nevada Gaming School where I learned how to deal craps.
Oh, is that right?
That's where I went. When I first moved to town, 1996, early 97, I wasn't making any money. And I'm thinking, you know, I need to find a way to make some more money. So I went to dealing school, learned how to deal craps right there at the New Orleans Square. It was like the Nevada School of Gaming or something.
Yeah, and the backside of that is East Karen.
Yeah.
And I've seen, you know, unsavory looking cats walking up and down
East
Karen.
Well, the funny thing is, right on the other side of East Karen, just a little bit south of there, the green, that's the Las Vegas Country Club.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's right there. Yeah. The entrance to Las Vegas Country Club is right there.
Yeah.
It's on one of those.
Well, the main entrance. The main entrance is farther south.
Yeah.
But that's the back side. That's CVS Pharmacy, which is talking about pharmacy. That's
they're
like one
everywhere.
Of the, I know. That's Maryland Parkway. So
it's
south of there is fine.
Yeah.
It's just that particular corner.
It's just a
really
weird area, and there are so many tourists going there. It's the same thing. Well, why don't we just kind of see what's going around here? No, have your Peng Tao Chai chicken, whatever you call that stuff, and have one of their bottles of wine, an extensive collection of wine. I actually can recommend better Thai restaurants, but nonetheless, enjoy. Then get the hell out of there.
Right.
Because it's really, unless you want to go to the Green Door, and if you do, do us a favor, send us a report. Because I would love to hear what the hell goes on
exactly,
in there.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
And if you go to the other...
Have you been to Lotus of Siam?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Many times.
My wife has too. She
Many
loves
times.
It.
Do you like it?
I've not been. She went without me a couple of times.
It's okay. Actually, the last time I was there... I was there with somebody who was a person who told me that there was another sex club in that area. It was better than I had experienced it before. Mm. I mean, I like Thai food, but you know, I've had better Thai food elsewhere, without being
in Thailand
in that area. Mm. Yeah, in Thailand. Now there's a place to go for. Never mind. And then we got to go downtown, of course. Now, as I mentioned before when we first moved here, when I first moved here back in 2005, pretty much anything east on Fremont Street after 4th Street, I wouldn't walk down. And I remember when I was like, God, these places are kind of spooky, and there's homeless people and people panhandling. And I'm like, this is bad news. They've changed it quite a bit, obviously. The Fremont East area has done wonders for downtown.
Yeah.
However, there's still places that I wouldn't go. And so in this map here, what you're seeing is Fremont Street, anything east of about 8th Street, I wouldn't touch, and I wouldn't go north or south beyond that. Now, the Container Park is between 7th and 8th Street on Fremont. So that's nice. They did a great job
there.
It's
kind of like the border. It's almost the border. Yeah, another block or so. That's about it.
Yeah, anywhere beyond that and going north or south off of Fremont, that's just – it's bad news. And everybody still knows that. Mostly locals will bitch about that this gentrification or whatever that term is about – making things better in downtown, they're still missing the big piece, which is the homeless thing is still there. The drug thing is still there. The prostitution thing is still there. They're just pushing them out. But to some extent, there's an argument that says you push them out, you're compressing them, because there's some places they just won't go.
That's good
so
point.
Instead of being
no, they don't want
this
people.
Why.
They don't want to go to a bad neighborhood.
Yeah, so because they do have their scruples.
Yeah.
So you push them out and you compress them as you push them out. So the concentration of these folks is higher than it used to be. And that obviously can be a problem. So, those are the places that I think that you should probably avoid. Now, are there other ones? There's a lot of places on the east side of Las Vegas that I wouldn't go anywhere near.
There's some west side places that are a little sketchy, too.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, by, I've had people say, on Sirius and Valley View, kind of by my studio, but just a little bit more west. I've heard bad things about the apartment complexes over there. Mm-hmm. Really doesn't affect us. The place that our studio is more of just an industrial area. The deal is this: just be aware of your deals. Every year we hear about tourists who get hurt here, and we certainly don't like that. No one likes it, and it can be prevented. Just stay the hell away. From places that you
I think
that,
the biggest
belong.
Thing is be alert, be aware,
yep.
Be smart. Don't put yourself in a situation if you're a woman and you're wearing 5-inch heels where you can't move.
Yeah.
If you're out walking around and wearing some dress that's 3 sizes too small, it's going to attract attention.
Yep.
Be smart.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a guy, keep your mouth shut. Sometimes we tend to say things we probably shouldn't
say.
Well,
that's the other thing. I mean, when I first started this, I actually thought about places that you shouldn't go or things you shouldn't do. But we actually did a show like that a little while ago, about 20 or so episodes. But part of it is, don't be a dumbass.
Right.
There's a lot of times drinking causes a shitload of problems.
Of dumbassness.
Yes. The level of dumbassness goes up about 3-fold when you drink. So don't do that, because the truth of the matter is there's always somebody who's bigger and just completely willing to not. By the way, a fight here, just starting a fight, is a felony.
Right.
You punch somebody, that's a felony in Las Vegas. So don't punch anybody, and don't get punched, because from what I've heard, it hurts.
A little bit.
All right, this is the Living in Las Vegas podcast. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Thanks, everybody. This episode of Living in Las Vegas is brought to you by the Vegas Video Co-op. Because your online presence is often your only chance to begin a meaningful sales conversation, please take a moment and visit VegasVideoCoop.com. Highlight your business, start a talk show, or unleash your genius for a low monthly fee. Use promo code LILV for a special discount to our viewers and listeners. That's VegasVideoCoop.com. Do it.
Indeedy. You were good.
Yeah. Go. No, I thought you tried it. Didn't you get it?
I just subtly
did
a little podcast underneath there.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I wasn't sure where you were going.
Boy, baby.
Just a little bit. I was listening to what's the AC/DC tune? Oh, For Those About to Rock, We Salute You.
Well, that was about to rock. By the way, they kind of jerked around old Brian there.
What happened?
Well, I
thought he was
ill. Huh? Well, the word is they fired him.
Well, I thought he was sick.
Mm.
Must have missed that.
The word is he was sick, and he went to talk to them and said, hey, we're sick. And they're like, you're fired. We've already got replacement singers throughout the entire tour. I'm like, wait a minute. I've been singing for you for 30 years. What's the deal?
Right.
That's the story. It was Jim Brewer's podcast that came out. Jim Brewer's a comedian who always looks like he's stoned. All right, it's part of the show if a guy sends an email, I read it. If a female sends an email, then Brett reads it. And you send that email to onairq@livinginlv.com. Again, onairq@livinginlv.com. Our first question comes from Rob. Rob writes, hello, Brett and Scott.
Hello, Rob.
In proper order, but nonetheless, we will continue to read Rob's email. I have a question about the $20 trick. Is it usually for a free upgrade, or do you pay for the higher room rate as well as the $20 trick? Thanks, Rob, from his iPhone. First of all, here's the thing. I actually don't like the term the $20 trick. And the reason is I'm not tricking anybody. And it feels like you're trying to get something over on these guys.
Right.
That's not what this is. I usually call it the $20 technique.
Handshake, you call it.
Yeah, well, that depends on how you pass that money along.
Right, right.
First of all, the way you normally do it is you take a $20 bill, you put it in between your driver's license, $20 bill, and then your credit card. So you sandwich it in, and you just hand it to them, or you place it on their keyboard or something like that. So that's the technique. Here's why you do that. You're not paying it to get an upgrade and then pay for the upgrade, because you could just say, hey, can I pay for an upgrade?
Right.
And they would go, yeah, you absolutely can.
Of course
that.
You can.
Sure. No, this is what you're basically doing is you're tipping that person, that guy or that gal, to say, hey, do you have any options, upgrade options for me? I'd certainly appreciate it.
It's when they take the $20 bill and they say, no, I'm sorry, I don't.
And that never happens. So I've told this story before. The first time I did it, that wasn't the first time. I did it at MGM once. I did the whole thing. I said, hey, if you've got any upward mobility for me, that'd be terrific. And so the guy spent 15 minutes trying to find something. I mean, it's like he was calling M from MGM. He's like, hey,
Metro.
I gotta get us a new room. And he couldn't do it. And so he's like, and he went to hand it back. And I'm like, you know what? I just want you to keep the $20 bill because you've worked your ass off. I dig the effort. It's worth that just to see somebody who has pride in their business. He ended up giving us, credit, food and drink credit for $150.
Well, you still got something.
Boom. That's fine. That worked for me. So it's not meant to pay and then get an upgrade. It's basically you're just tipping the people and saying, hey, if there's something that you can do for me, that would be terrific. And I will tell you, I have been successful. I'd say, I don't really do it that often. I bet you probably 75% of the time. Actually, well, it's 100% of the time when they can do it. I've had a couple times when they can't do it. And there was one time at the Bellagio I didn't do it because the woman was shrill. And I knew it just wasn't going to work. And I didn't want to
be. She was in a bad mood.
I didn't want to be rejected by this woman. So I didn't do it. All right. Next question is a woman.
A woman.
And this is from Leslie. Leslie writes.
Leslie says, hello, Brett and Scott, in perfect order. And she even says, in alphabetical order.
Who are these people? What do
they
want?
They're smart. The question is for Brett. Oh, hi. Can you name a few casinos where the race book is separate from the sports book? Either on the strip or off, I prefer West Side, as I would be moving to the Charleston Durango area later this year.
Oh.
I like to bet the ponies, but prefer a more laid-back atmosphere, as I'm not much of a sports enthusiast. All right, fair enough. Unfortunately, the best place for it is the South Point, which is literally they are almost around the corner from each other, where the race book is and where the sports book is. They really separated them out, and they love their horse players at the South Point. If you're on the west side of town, Charleston and Durango, obviously your choices there. Closest casino is pretty much the Red Rock. I would say, boy, you know, this Red Rock is not set up that way. They're kind of all parallel to each other, looking at screens.
I've never seen anyone that had them separated.
At the South Point, they literally are almost in completely different rooms.
I didn't know that.
I'm thinking Arizona Charlie's all together. The Orleans is probably – try the Orleans because I think theirs – race book is there. The TVs for the sports book are pointing to the right, and when you come down, it's almost like a horseshoe, and you're looking this way at the horses, but you got to look this way for the sports. So so there's chairs going that direction, there's chairs going this direction, so that might be an idea.
Have you ever bet the ponies?
Sure, love the ponies.
Really?
I was at the Kentucky Derby in 2011.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, how great was that?
It was awesome. The weather was lovely. Perfect. Just me and 165,000 of my closest friends.
Hatted friends.
But I had a press pass, which is very important.
How
because,
did you get that?
Because I'm in the press.
I've seen your work. You really aren't.
they didn't know that. I made some live reports to our horse racing show at the radio station.
Did you really?
Yeah. Got to go up and have the media buffet. But more importantly, I got to use the media restrooms.
Which
would be avoiding 165,000 porta potties.
Of your bestest friends.
With my bestest friends.
That's a pretty cool
one. Which was very
one.
Nice. And the weather was perfect.
I had a friend who was the president of the Kentucky Convention Center thing of a Bob. And he's like, you want to come? I can get you in there. I'm like, oh, man, that would be a ball.
Yeah.
It just seems like one of the cool, like in America, cool sporting events. The U.S. Open tennis, Kentucky right. Derby, World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Super Bowl.
There's certain events. If you're an event-oriented person, Daytona 500. Breeders' Cup would be a fun event to go to as well. Any one of the Triple Crown races. Any one of them. You know. But see, like the Super Bowl, if you want to go for the spectacle, but the price of it is
it's crazy
expensive.
I don't want to go to
So if you want to go for the concert to go see whoever the halftime entertainment is.
Which is not a good idea because they've been shit for the last, let's call it, ever.
Well, they've either gotten older people not in their prime.
Best one I ever saw was Prince.
I think he was pretty, yeah, you're right.
He was pretty good.
He was pretty good.
You know who was really good? Kiss. Well, they never played. Fuckers. They should play. All right, next one is up from Johansson. International, baby!
He's got to be Swedish.
He is from Sweden.
He got to be.
He
With
says,
Johansson.
Hello. I usually listen to your show on the YouTube. That's kind of German, isn't it?
It's
you got to lighten it up to be Swedish.
At least you're not doing what I would do. Oh, hello there. Thank you very much.
No, that's
I'm Indian.
That's
exactly.
Indian.
I know. That's what I would do. you're Pakistani.
Hello. No, I listen to your show on the YouTube while I am trying to sleep. Listen to this. This is hysterical. It's very entertaining and semi-slow paced.
So you can fall asleep, apparently.
Look at this. Well, check. We've done what we want to do. Our job is
to
help
you
fall
sleep.
Thanks, Johan. My question is, if the two of you have had really crazy stories, kind of like amazing times, or more like fear and loathing in Las Vegas. Then he signs his name. Ready for this? Halazinga Franz Vig Johan August Eric Johansson. Greetings from Sweden in my full name. He uses Windows 10, by the way. Crazy stories, Brett?
Windows 10's a crazy story?
No. What's your craziest story in Las Vegas? Do you even have one?
Oh,
you seem like a really pretty easy to go guy. You know,
where does that come from? Was that the question he was asking me?
The question
I thought
is,
you were talking sweet. I didn't understand a word you were saying.
Do you have really crazy stories?
Oh, man.
Kind of like amazing times or fear and loathing in the Vegas?
Fear and loathing in the Vegas.
Like a crazy story. Crazy.
Huh, I had to think about it. Can we do that like next week? Crazy stories in Las Vegas?
Well, you can bring it next week, but you don't have one? I do.
All right, you tell me yours, and I'll keep going back into the archives of Brett.
My crazy story?
That is not Swedish.
It's a holder. I'm sorry.
I don't know what you're doing. Other than insulting all of Sweden.
Right, sorry. Sorry, everybody. My fault. Crazy story. Well, other than last week's show, oh, my God. I would say it was when the Mitchells and the Whitneys decided to spend a day at the pool at MGM, and we were there. And we were there early in the morning, you know, 10, 11. And we were getting in there, looking around. And I saw these couple girls kind of walking around, casing the joint, casing the joint. I'm like, well, that seems unusual. And this one gal who had the No, she's kind of like a meth model, skinny, kind of, you know, not super attractive. She's walking around. She's wearing jeans, flip-flops, top. And she's walking and looking. I'm like, this is a problem. Something's not right here. This doesn't feel good to me. My spider sense is doesn't feel right. So I'm like, hey, we got to keep an eye on her. So I'm like, hey, Neil, you should go tell security people, and I'm going to keep an eye on her. So I'm watching her, and the ladies are in the pool with me. And so I have the ladies in the shallow end. They're back to all these lounge chairs, and I'm talking to them. And then this woman hones in on this guy who was laying down, face down, completely knocked out. And next to him was his phone, wallet, that kind of stuff. I'm like, oh, this is going to be a problem. So she sits down next to him in a lounge chair. And what do you do when you're in a pool? Well, you take off your shorts and you take off your top, you know, your shirt. You put on your goo. You do whatever you do. And she wasn't doing any of those things.
Right.
She kept looking in her bag, looking over at his stuff. Looking in her bag, looking over his stuff. And I'm like, this is it. Something's going to happen. And she grabbed his phone. So she grabs his phone and takes off. And I was like Godzilla. I get up in the water. I'm like, hey, you, as loud as I can. And I can be pretty loud. I'm like, hey, you, stop. So she sees me and goes, what the hell is going on? Takes off. So she goes running up this ramp. So I come out of the pool. I go chasing after her. But she's looking around like, what the fuck is going on here? She takes the phone and drops it off into the bushes. I was like that's going to stop me. I'm a crime fighter.
He's Godzilla.
I'm a crime fighting Godzilla. I can't stop. So I go after, I grab the phone, which had, I forget what it was, like a cartoony, rubbery background guy. I'm like, well, that's, he probably should have that.
You're having this conversation with yourself as you're running.
Yeah, I'm like,
that's kind of gay.
He should probably have it stolen because his balls can't be very big. So I'm chasing after her, and she goes by the bar. She makes a left right into security. You hear that sound? Angels. Angels said, Mr. Whitney. Mr. Mitchell, you people are lifesavers. Applause, and people were cheering us. And I'm assuming, went to jail. That was the craziest
thing. She went to
thing.
Meth model jail.
Meth model jail. She said, if you're going to do that, please take off your shorts. It was so weird. And I was like all pumped up.
Well, you get all the adrenaline rushes, for sure.
That was the same day I was introduced for the first time to the worst alcohol ever.
Which was?
Fireball.
I agree with you there.
Nasty, nasty. Yes. They were giving that stuff away, little shoddy, those little things. I'm like, what? Let me have a sip. Oh, are you kidding? Who is this for? Girls? Please.
It's like peach schnapps.
It's horrible. It's just the worst of it. So that was my craziest story. Next week, Brett's going
to
tell us
to make one up.
His craziest story.
Like the time that you were in the Air Force and you had your story.
That was completely made up.
Yeah.
Okay, real quick stories. Brett has a real quick story that he wanted to share. Brett?
I do. Well, last week I missed the show because I was undergoing some medical stuff, and I had a thing on my, I got a tumor kind of in my pelvis, and it was wrapping around some nerves and causing a lot of pain. So it was recommended that I try CyberKnife. CyberKnife is a radiation treatment. That is the machine. Now look at that glorious piece of machinery. That giant mechanical arm is strong enough to pick up a car.
The one with the blue color on it.
No, that's the bed. The arm. Yeah, on the right side.
Okay.
The cool thing is you go through, and really what they do is you go there earlier, and they create a mold for you. Basically, you can lay in this mold. It's almost like an air mattress, as opposed to like plaster.
Okay.
And it's not uncomfortable at all. And it kind of wraps around, you know, up through your hips or whatever. And you lay there. So that way the laser, and you go every day I wanted to go 5 days in a row. So five straight weekdays. It was actually a Thursday, Friday, then a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Right.
So you, for an hour, you're laying down on that bed while that mechanical arm swings all around your body in varying different angles, shooting radiation directly into the tumor. Fascinating stuff. So usually I would kind of fall asleep or anything, but it's just kind of wild watching this thing work, because you're trying to say, can I actually see the radiation shooting through this thing? Or you see the coordinates kind of crossing parts of your body a little bit if you're looking. As the thing's moving, it takes the lens, can actually go there. If you go back to it, which is the very bottom part of the, on the left there, up top, at the end of the mechanical arm. So, yeah, exactly, right there.
So the nipple-looking thing at the bottom of that thing.
There's a tray kind of on the other side you can't see in the picture where there are a array of additional lenses or apparatus that plug into that. So after about halfway through, it goes and changes out its lens.
Oh, by itself?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
it's wild. Yeah, it's
pretty cool.
That's
kind of neat, yeah.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. And it comes through and shooting. Now, in primarily, CyberKnife is used for a lot of people with tumors in their brains and things like that. It's a dramatic way. It's a lot different form of radiation where it's completely non-invasive. So you don't feel anything. There's no pain at all. A little fatigue, a little tired. But pain-wise, I've significantly increased, decreased, I should say, the level of pain in my butt.
Did it go better?
Yeah, it's a lot better.
Oh, really?
Have I complained about the chair today?
No.
Yeah.
I just thought
that
you
might have been the double dose of Percocet I took
I
before
thought
I got her.
You just missed me.
No, it's just Scott can attest to this. For like the last month, I've been sitting on a pillow.
Yeah.
Or my coat.
Yeah.
Because everything is uncomfortable. Hard to sleep. Hard to sit. Hard to be comfortable. So I've been on pain pills probably since Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And this all kind of came about pretty quick. Middle of February, and then got it all done. So I'm hopeful that it's taking care of the problem.
And this happened, and you actually did this in Las Vegas.
Yeah, this was actually the Las
that
Vegas.
You wanted to talk about this.
Yeah, well, the cool thing is people don't realize the advancements that medicine in Las Vegas has come around. When I first moved to town in 1996, and I'm sure you did when you moved a couple years later, one of the things people always ask about, and this ties into the living in Las Vegas, people ask about as they move to town, how are the schools, how are the churches, how are this, how's medical care?
Right.
Well, in 1996, 20 years ago, it was horrible.
Yep.
People had horror stories to tell, and it really kind of scared you. And people talked about the best place to go when you were diagnosed with a problem was to McCarran,
right,
which is the airport to get the fuck out of town.
Yep.
And you go to L.A. or you go back home wherever you came from, Chicago, New York, wherever.
Yep.
Or you went down to the Mayo Clinic or you went to Sloan Kettering, wherever you went.
Right.
But that particular CyberKnife equipment, that's right there in Summerlin. It's at the Las Vegas.
I'm putting this up here real quick. We've got a new show coming up on Vegas Video Network called Inside Medicine, which it relates perfectly with what Brett is talking about. So this is hosted by a guy named a good friend of mine named Doug Geinzer, who runs an organization called Las Vegas HEALS. HEALS is the acronym for Health, Education, Advocacy, and Leadership in Southern Nevada. So Brett is right.
Well, it's gotten significantly better.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I've had a kind of a seat at the table a little bit of what actually is happening here in Vegas. And it is much, much more promising than it was when I first moved here, when Brett first moved here. And this show here, Inside Medicine, speaks to literally the movers, the shakers, the people who are making the medical community here in Las Vegas a better place. That picture there is the gal who is the dean of the UNLV School of Medicine, which is coming up. We've got the dean of the two other schools of medicine, which are both brand new in Las Vegas, coming up as well. So it's great to see this kind of thing. And if you're even remotely interested in the medical community here in Las Vegas, this will be an outstanding show. And Brett, we'll have Doug as a guest on the show at some point, but he did it. He's already shot a couple of shows, and he came out of it just kicking ass. So I'm looking forward to that show, and I'm happy that it worked out for you, that you're feeling better.
The cool thing is they say that particular form of radiation will continue to work in my body for the next 4 to 6 months.
Really?
And it just continues to work.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. So I'm hoping that the nerve pain is gradually subsides and gets better and all that good stuff.
Well, cheers to you.
As well. Thank you very much.
By the way, Melissa thanks you for not making me use her pillows anymore because she damn near kicked my ass. What's this pillow in her? It's for Brett. God damn it, these pillows don't belong in here. It's like the towels.
It's like $10. I'll buy you a new pillow, Melissa.
I'm kidding. She didn't really say that. She just said,
"I'm
going to have to leave you." Fair enough. By the way, you want to know real desperation, real sadness? Pretend you're, Jerry Rice, for the love of God.
As in the wide receiver?
As in the wide receiver.
Okay.
We were hanging out at the Forum Shops this weekend. I was doing some research for an upcoming show. And there's a store there called Field of Dreams, and, and you see this almost every weekend. Some poor athlete who at one time was the shit. He was the guy. I've seen the baseball player
Pete Rose.
Pete Rose there. Oh, he used to live there.
Yeah,
I'm walking by there, and there's a guy out there hawking Jerry Rice stuff, and there's Jerry sitting there like, what have I done? You know, 3 weeks ago I was in Hawaii.
He's sitting there for nothing.
Well, here's what I saw.
A pretty large appearance for you to be there.
Maybe.
No, he is.
Okay, well, that's great. Great. Here's what I saw. I saw people gathering around. So this is when he first got there. Just sat down, basically. I came by there about a half hour later, and there was a big crowd outside.
Right.
You know what they were doing?
Staring at him.
Taking this picture.
Right.
You know what else they were doing? They weren't buying a fucking football with his name on it.
Well, because that's $150.
Oh, at least.
Right.
It just seems like such a miserable look. Here's the deal.
No, he doesn't work there. Field of Dreams, which is the place that you're showing, and I know guys have worked at Field of Dreams. Field of Dreams is a national company. So they're paying these guys a very large appearance fee to hang out for a few hours. It's March Madness weekend, so there's tons of extra people in Las Vegas.
That's why they're football.
And you bring in a super star athlete.
Brutal.
And they split up some time. So Jerry was probably there for 3 or 4 hours. For $20,000+. Absolutely.
No way. Really?
Absolutely.
He wasn't there that long, but really?
Yes, absolutely.
I tell you what, he looked miserable.
Well, he might have been.
The whole time. And you know what? If that's part of your business model, you fucked up. Because he was making millions of dollars, and now he's getting 20 grand so he can sit around having people gawk at him and take pictures
of
their
iPhones. Yeah, but it's a Saturday afternoon. He's hanging out.
You can't think of something better to do on a Saturday
afternoon?
For 20
grand, I'd hang out for 4 hours anywhere. What are you going
to do? Oh, man.
What are you going to do for 20 grand?
I could think of 1,000 things I would do for no money than sit there and go, yeah. I have nothing better to do. I sure would like to sign your football for $150. Oh, man, I think it's miserable. Okay, last thing in our RQS.
Let's put it this way. Those guys aren't losing money. None of them are.
I would be interested to know. Can you get some inside scoop on what they're making?
I just gave you some inside scoop.
I want more.
All right, fine.
I want inside scoop.
I know a lot of guys who've been in the memorabilia business.
I
want to
know how much they
paid
him. I want to know if they made money on him.
I don't know anybody at that particular store, but I do know a guy who had his head a baseball card shop in Las Vegas for 20 years, and he's gotten plenty of big name athletes at these events. And he's told me, he goes, yeah, I pay him an appearance fee, I bring him in, I pick up all their expenses, but I make a fortune on these guys. You know,
I don't think they were making any money there is a problem. So I bet you at the baseball card place, which is not on the strip.
No, they go to the strip and do these things. They'll rent space in the strip and they'll do it in the strip. Yeah.
Okay, well,
on the strip somewhere.
I clearly don't know.
Near a sports book, that kind of stuff.
One real quick thing about McCarran, I was going to talk about this last week. McCarran Airport is now starting a cell phone parking lot. Praise the Lord. Which is a great idea. So this is at the south end of the airport's economy lot. What this basically means is, used to be what you would do is most people would just drive around the passenger pickup and drive around the passenger pickup waiting for your passenger to come out and get picked up. Now they have what most places do, not a lot of airports do now, a cell phone parking lot so you can park there for free. It's a little bit off the beaten path. You get a cell phone call and vroom, you're back and picking them up. So that is great news. Welcome to the 21st century, McCarran. By the way, another tip, you can do 15 minutes of free parking in short-term parking. A lot of people didn't know that.
Nobody knows that, which is great.
Know that.
Because I do it all the time.
But I'll tell you this, it's 15 minutes. It's 15 minutes, 30 seconds.
Right.
Ching. Yeah. They will get you. And I actually debated that once. It was a 5-minute debate. I won. But it was not a
sir, now it's 20 minutes. Sorry, you lost.
Right. So congratulations to the good people at McCarran.
I usually roll through passenger pickup at about 2 miles an hour. It's the only time ever that I am under the speed limit, unless I'm stuck in a traffic jam. And the cop's looking at you, and he's waving, he's looking. I'm moving.
I know, I'm doing that.
I'm moving.
Oh, that's Brett's theme song.
I'm moving.
All right, chat questions. Let's see. A couple from last week we didn't get to. Eric wants to know, should solar panels be mandatory in Nevada on commercial buildings? No. Your answer.
Of course not.
Nothing should be mandatory.
Nothing should be mandatory. You can't make people have to spend
money.
For
love of God.
Now we go back to, well, I guess the Supreme Court will probably say yes, since they said you had to have insurance. First of all, we got a big fight going on with Nevada Power and the folks who've already done their they got solar panels in their house, they got fucked.
Well, they got screwed, and then it got retroactively not screwed for those people. For the people who already have it.
Yeah, who are moving forward, they got screwed.
Everybody got screwed.
So now the solar industry in Nevada is basically dead.
Yeah, it's bad news.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, and it laid off. So it's a Solar City was in here.
Yes.
Big company.
Huge.
Laid off a ton of people. They're still actually here. Their headquarters, they have two headquarters, which is stupid. But one of them is in Nevada or in Las Vegas. So they're still here. But they laid off hundreds of people.
Well, they had to because nobody can
because
buy
there's
anymore.
Nobody can. Exactly right. So that was a... I had a friend
doesn't
who...
Doesn't make the... It's not cost effective anymore.
It was bad. It's really kind of bad. But it should be mandatory. Of course not. Businesses should be, you know, as long as you're not hurting anybody, just do whatever the fuck you want to do.
Right.
Jimmy has a question from last week. Are there any plans to build an amusement park at Six Flags? Have you not been to my house?
Amusement park at Six Flags?
Like Six Flags. No.
Not that I'm aware of. We have a couple of water parks, but we have Wet n' Wild is back and also Cowabunga Bay.
Yeah.
But
Arches of Whitney Villas Amusement Park.
Yeah,
you know
that's
the right place.
Yes,
you know the
indeed.
Secret handshake.
I like the slip and slide.
That's her name.
Oh, sorry.
Slip and slide.
Oops.
Miss Slip and Slide.
Not that I've heard of. Not that I've heard
of. Mike Q wants to know, can you explain the driver license point system? We don't have that here. Brett?
Well, if you get a ticket, there's a certain number of points you get assessed on your license.
Right. And
if
you get too many points.
If you accumulate enough points in a year.
What happens?
You could have your license suspended.
That's right. So it's basically for speeding you get. And by the way, nobody really accumulates points here because everybody goes to the ticket fix lawyers here, of which there are
8 million?
1,000. Every time you hear a clock tick, two things happen. Another ticket fix lawyer comes in here, and another videographer moves to Las Vegas.
And another person gets a ticket.
Yeah, so they're all here. So nobody really gets points, but that's it. You accumulate points, and eventually they say, you know, you probably shouldn't be driving. Let's go ahead and take that
basically,
away from
Mike, what you do is you go to the ticket place, and they get your ticket reduced down to a parking fine. You pay $175.
No points,
and no
insurance issue either.
Yeah.
The insurance doesn't even get pinged on that.
Yes,
it's the big pink building on Flamingo and Rainbow. Is the guys who
there's 9 million of them, though.
But they're the biggest ones. And by the way, they are the rudest ones. I called them once, and they're like, I'm like, you know, I like to talk to somebody about this. They're like, no, what's the ticket? What was the violation? How much? And I'm like, well, but can we chat a little bit about this? I'd like to talk a little bit about it. I'm like, fuck you. Go to the next guy who was very kind and very sweet, and we had a nice talk, and I think I talked about it on one of my shows. Danny wants to know, here's a question. How much does your water bill go up in the summer when filling the pool?
And who needs to fill their pool in the summer? What are you talking about,
would
Danny?
You be quiet?
Do you leave your pool empty in the winter?
And at what temp does it usually start? Okay, so does your water bill go up in the summer? The answer is yes.
Sure, because
you're
watering.
But part of that, you're watering more stuff. Yeah, the actual... This is a lot of people don't know this. If you have let's say you have a pool that is 100 square feet. Let's say it's 10 by 10. It's going to be bigger by that.
That's a bathtub.
Okay. 20 by 10 is 200 square feet. 20 by 10. Let's just say for a number. That pool uses less water over the course of the summer than a piece of grass the same amount of size.
Right.
So actually, pools are more water efficient for the area they use than grass. So that's good news if you have a pool. There is a lot of evaporation, obviously, in the summertime, so you will use it. But the truth of the matter is, and I talked about this last week, we had a question last week that was, what do you think is too inexpensive in Las Vegas? And I said, water. Water is dirt cheap here. We're in the desert. Lake Mead is in deep trouble, and we're paying nothing for water, really. I mean, I ended up paying last year a couple months $500 a month for water.
You had a leak.
But I had a leak.
Right.
And I was bleeding water.
I had the same problem, yeah.
I think last month my water was, I don't know, 50, 60 bucks. I forget what it was.
I think mine was about the same, yeah.
Yeah, or maybe it's a little bit more than that. I think my water bill will probably go up.
Probably two to three times.
Mine might go up three. Mine have a bigger water area, but it'll probably go up three times. So my bill will probably go to, $270, $300 maybe.
I don't think it's that high.
Well, I think mine might. I can't remember what it was last year. And then what was the other part of the question? What temp does that usually start? I'm not really sure what you mean by that.
Well, Danny, if you have a pool already... Your pool is already filled. You're not.
Yeah, you don't.
You're
empty
not
a pool.
Unless you emptied it out to do an acid wash and you know, replastered or something.
And even the, and by the
that
way,
might only cost you $25-$30 to fill
that,
your pool back
and
up.
And you should never empty a pool for longer than it takes to do an acid wash, because the plaster on your pool is meant to be covered in water.
So you don't have, Danny, you don't have an autofill component for your pool?
It's not filled completely. So you should fill that pool immediately, because the plaster that it's exposed is actually being hurt.
Yeah, you always want to be up to the, you know, the outline of where the tiles are.
Yeah. Yeah, this
and
is,
it'll evaporate and go down. Just, you know.
Yeah, if you don't have an autofill, like most pools today, like my, this pool has an autofill.
Yeah.
Our last pool had an autofill, which is it's great. But I don't really know. By the way, that's a dangerous part. You don't really know how much water is going in your pool. But nonetheless, just put a fucking hose on there. And every day, you know, turn it on. And, you know, that, you know, that's one of the chores for the kids. All right. When you come home, turn the damn hose off. But it's so cheap here. Oh, so your current bill is $100.
I don't think
what's
it's going to go up significantly. In the mine right now is about $60, and in the summer it might be $120 to $150.
So you know what you might? Here's what we did when we first moved here, and we noticed that we had some water. We were using more water than I thought we should, and that is, go to your, you know, the meter, not the meter on the one that's actually on the street. So take off that cover, and there's a meter there that shows water being used at the house, and then what you do is you turn off all of your water. So you turn off the main water to all of your sprinklers and to your pool and everything, and see if it stops moving. If it doesn't stop moving, you have a leak.
Right.
And that's how we found that we had a leak.
Correct.
Was, holy shit, everything's turned off, and I'm still leaking water somewhere.
And the water, yeah, the meter's still going. Danny, I have a recommendation for you. You moved, right? So this will be your first summer in this house. I would call the water district and give them the address and say, what was the bill last summer for this house?
Yeah, and that's a matter of fact.
For this property. You know.
You should in your water bill. I mean, I know our water bill shows a year in history.
Right.
I'm not sure if it's because we've been here a year or if it's just the address is a year in history. But that's a perfect idea, is to look back and go, okay, what happened here in June of last year? And if you're seeing it, you know, it will go up. I mean, because you're watering three times a day, or I mean, every day, three times a day, if you have grass or plants. We're allowed to do that now. That actually just happened just now. So that will make spring. You're allowed to do that.
No, we just went to 2 days.
No. It's 3 days. I can show you right now. It's 3 days.
Oh, it's 3 days now. It's not seven. Okay.
No. 3 days. Yeah. Did I say seven?
Yeah, you said
seven. I meant 3 days. 3 days, three times a week. I'm sorry, you're right. And then in summer,
like
it's 7 days.
July, yeah,
right,
June,
right, right.
June, it'll change again.
Right. So, yeah, check what you've got from last time, and you'll be all right. Okay, so Jimmy wants to know, who runs and manages all the slot machines in places like Albertsons and 7-Eleven?
That's a good question. My guess is Albertsons has – maybe they probably hire somebody out. I know somebody that ran his own convenience store for a while, and – he had his own stuff. He, you know.
Yeah, so there's two ways to do it. One of them is that you can purchase the content or lease the content yourself, or you do a shared play. And what happens is...
They're slot rod operators, right?
Yeah, and that's it. So they come by and they basically lease that property to you. You have no ownership of the deal, but you also make less money. And that's part of the deal, right? So, and that's, by the way, how some of the places or some of the large casinos work. Some casinos, like some of the games that you see in the casino aren't owned by the casinos. They're actually leased out to them by, you know, IGT or whoever. And as a result of that, the rev share changes. So if I buy that game, if I buy the Wheel of Fortune, I get a higher percentage than if I lease back from, you know, IGT or Bally's or whoever you're buying these games from. It's the same kind of thing. Yeah, slot route operators are the guys who do that in the smaller places, 7-Eleven. You know, every grocery store here in Las Vegas has a slot room, which is the first time I saw that, I'm like,
it's greatest thing ever.
What the
heck? Ma'am, your ice cream's melting. I just hit a royal.
I'm on a streak. I know I can win my money back. Yep.
It's nothing worse than sending grandma out to go get some groceries, and she comes back and I don't have any groceries and I'm $200 lighter. Because I was playing video poker.
Montana wants to know, do most apartment associations keep the pool filled all year round? They do. Again, this has they don't keep it heated all year round. They definitely keep it filled. And as I learned when I first moved here, as the pool in the winter is cold. It is not swimmable. Oftentimes you'll get ice in the top, but they always keep them filled. And again, the reason is because that plaster is designed to have water covering it at all times.
See, people think you can swim here year round.
You cannot.
You can't, unless it's heated.
Unless it's heated.
Or indoor. We'll go to the YMCA. God bless you.
Yeah,
but no, you're not. 50 degree weather is not swimming weather.
Yeah, you'll spend real money trying to heat the pool in the wintertime. As in,
you want your bills to go up. Yeah, keep that heater on.
That's why you have a spa. You heat that little fella. Not so bad.
Not cheap, and it takes a while to heat that little bugger up.
Yeah, it depends on the. So my old pool, it was a minute a degree to heat the spa. And, you know, when the pool was down to like 45, 50 degrees, it took an hour, basically, to get it to spa temperature. My spa here is bigger. So it's more like 2 degrees every 5 minutes or something like that. It's you know, and I have the same size heater for this pool than I had the other one. So it just takes longer.
Yep.
But heating the pool, that ain't going to happen here, man. That's just not going to happen at all. Pops wants to know, is there a local farmer's market where restaurants go and buy fresh, direct, open to the public? There are a couple farmers markets. There's one over at, Summerlin. What's that damn new thing?
Well, Bruce Trent Park every Wednesday has one, which is at Rampart and Vegas Drive. Every Wednesday, there's a farmers market.
Yeah, there's one over in downtown.
You're talking about downtown Summerlin on Saturdays?
Downtown Summerlin
has
one.
It's lame.
It's lame.
It is. And there is one on Saturdays also at Tivoli Village.
Yep. And
it's
there's
a lot smaller.
Yeah, and there's one downtown that right off of 4th Street, when you come off the freeway, you come off 95, there's one there. I don't know. Actually, restaurants tend to buy direct from the farms. And that happens a lot here.
Right.
They don't tend to go off to these farmer markets. That's mostly for, you know, civilian types who who don't know any better and are like, yep, I'm going to have me one of them. They're fresh kind of deals. But that's it. Great questions from the live chat.
Indeed.
Wouldn't you agree?
They were good.
You know what? I raised my glass to them.
Let's have a drink.
Okay.
On you.
All right, it's time for that Have a Drink on Me part of the big show. That's part of the show where I show you a picture of a place that I have drunked at before. Or sometimes I get a picture from Brett where he says, oh, you're out working and I'm drinking in the middle of the day.
How many people got that one right from 2 weeks ago?
It was 25 or so. It was a good number.
Okay.
It was a good number. And
you might get it wrong.
Huh?
You might get it wrong.
Somebody had it. Yeah, we always have at least one wrong. Okay. This one we have at least one wrong. You will decide whether we get two wrong.
Oh, okay, good.
I'm giving you the power, Caesar.
I like it.
Now, why would I even want to play? That's a fair enough question. Well, you can win fabulous prizes. Is that right?
No, oh, we got great things you can win here on the Vegas Video Network.
That's probably not true. Well, could you tell me a little bit about it?
I'd love to.
Here's what you can win.
This showcase is worth all kinds of great stuff, including the Vegas Video Network visor. It's official. It's authentic. Scott even wore it. It's also dirty.
Back ordered.
It's on back order. We've also got Scott's original music, which in which he got injured with a nerve damage. Good Jazzathon and Crisp Acoustic 1 and 2. Because the holidays are right around the corner. And there is a fat ass tire. Oh, it's a new Belgian fat tire cocktail. You can have that with Scott. Have yourself
Thank
a beer
you.
With Scott.
Brett, if I wanted to actually submit a question, where might I do that?
You should go to Have a Drink at VegasVideoNetwork.com. That's Have a Drink at VegasVideoNetwork.com.
That's right. Send a email there. Now, there's other ways that you can win. Are double your chances. You get one correct answer just for giving us a correct answer, and that puts your name in the hat. By the way, if you're the very first person to send a correct
answer.
That's
a new one.
That is a new one. You get another answer correct, another entry. Congratulations. If you show the Gajazzathon or Crisp Acoustic CD in the wild, guess what? You also get another opportunity to win. But the real deal is this. Most people ask for the visor. The visor? Why would anybody want that?
Because
the truth of the matter is, once you become a visor wearer, that's a Vegas Video Network visor, you become a part of the gallery of
gods.
There's Rob and Glenn, who is cold. There's Jimmy Doogies, who will shoot you but not. There's our Scorsese. There is Stuart, and there's Binky too. And Craig, who's been to Las Vegas, and Michael. There's Scott, there's Shen, not Jen. There's Ellen and his better half, Aaron. There's Pops, who almost cut off his finger. Sammy, there's me, and Jackie. That kid didn't hear my music, but her other kid is super smart because she listened to Good Jazzathon. There's Bretstad.
Hi, Bob.
Who's so proud of Cement and Don. There's a dog. And there's Mike. Look! Oh! And Danny. There's Brett. And that's the end. Oh, my God. It gets longer and longer every
it
day.
It does.
Okay. Let's look at last week's Have a Drink on Me. And this was last week's entry. We had, are you ready for this? 5,000 entries. That is an exaggeration.
Is that at the Forum Shops or the Venetian, one of the two? Which one is it?
Neither.
Really?
0-2.
Everybody has cloud cover like you're sitting outside? Good Lord, what casino is this at?
First of all, we got 25 out of 26 with one pending. We will see how that goes. The hints were Le Central at Paris.
Oh, at Paris.
Le Central at Paris. Paris. And Le Central. All right. Let's take a look at what we've got going here, shall we?
We should say our thoughts and prayers to the folks in Brussels.
We should, of course. And we do.
After the crap from today.
Yes. Okay, here we go. First one in there is Eric Hansen, Airport Limbo. Eric gets one for correct. Eric gets another one for being the first person to guess correctly. And he gets yet another one.
Oh, good Lord.
Because he's in the live chat. That's a triple threat for Eric.
Limbo.
Airport Limbo.
Doing the limbo at the airport.
Next up.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to do the limbo underneath an airport or a plane.
Next up, we've got Monica Fagan, often known as Binky. I don't see Binky in the live chat today. We've got Jimmy 2Gs. Jimmy 2Gs, is he in the live chat? I see him. Congratulations, Jimmy. One for the correct answer, one for being in the live chat. Next up, we've got Rob Cole, who's a Vegas Video Co-op member. He is killing it in the co-op. Let's see if I see old Robbie in the live chat. There he is, Short Shot Web Rob. One for the correct answer, one for being in the live chat. Rob from Philadelphia, known as Robbo68 Pittsburgh, and I believe he sent us both. There he is. He's in the live chat. So he also contributed previously in the big show. This is basically Rob's show. So Rob from Philly. One for the live, or Pittsburgh, sorry. One for the right question and one for being in the live chat. Way to go, Robbie. Kevin Whipf, which is from Canada. You pronounce it WIPF.
Okay.
Whipf, right? Isn't it Whipf?
I don't know.
Whipf. I think that would be a good drunk test.
WIP.
Well, he's not in the live chat. Relax, bro.
Oh, okay.
I don't think he is. Hold on. Stand on. Kevin. He's been in the live chat before. I don't see him today. I'm sorry, Kevin. One for Kevin. For Connecticut. A new one, Sandy Cunningham, who is Richie Cunningham's sister.
No kidding.
Yeah, sure. Monday, Tuesday.
But not in the live chat.
No.
Okay.
Come on, let's not.
Not Joni Cunningham, which was really his little sister.
Joni and Chachi, which literally was the worst TV show ever on the air.
Pretty damn close.
Horrible.
Charles in Charge might have been even worse.
Well, look at that. And there's a connection.
There's, because Scott Baio is part of both.
How about that? Something to be proud of.
Charles in Charge.
Very well done. Aaron Perry, who created that bit of magic right over there.
EP, but she's not in the
house. She's not in the live chat. She's never watched this live. She's too cool for that. She's out making these damn things. Ken Anderson is in the live chat. One for Ken for the correct answer. One for being in the live chat.
Sorry, Kenny.
Okay. Got some nice names here. Next up, Tammy Mossbrucker. Tammy writes, you know, I had a drink there once, but I didn't know the name. You know what we're doing? Entertaining and educating.
Yeah.
We're helping people be smarter. Now she can go, yes, I will meet you at La Centrale, at the Paris. Just like that.
La Centrale. I would say Central.
Okay, but she's not in the live chat, so that's all. Michael Snow. Now, Michael, Michael's an interesting case study here. Michael was in the chat last week.
There's Chicago Snowman's
Michael
here.
Is here. Now, hold on, stand by.
Is that him?
Easy. Michael wrote me a flaming email. Dear Scott, you douchebag, you.
Wow.
Your special guest forgot to add my double up. I tried to tell you. The chat tried to tell you. You are the worst human being ever. I don't ever want to watch your... Whoops. That's not from Michael. I'm sorry. But we did forget him last week. I apologize that for Mike. So here's one for this week. Here's another one.
Who am I doing this for?
Michael Snow.
Snowman.
Snowman. I am paraphrasing. So Michael gets another one for this week, and he gets another one from you because we forgot him last week. By the way, Pops also jumped in my collective shit on behalf of Mr. Snow.
Okay. By the way, it's supposed to snow in Chicago tomorrow.
Why?
Take that, Mr. Snowman.
That almost never happens. Steve I, the wise guy. We know Steve is in the live chat. He's one of our favorite guys. Steve writes, he's a big fan. He also said, by the way, the Fun Bowl or F Word Bowl last week, Scott 59, Bryce 5. I wish you guys would work harder. 59-5, that's, you know, come on.
You're cussing a little bit too much there, Scott.
I don't feel like I am. I feel like you're not cussing enough.
Well, it wasn't me last week.
It was similar last time, too. Oh, that was fucked up the way you just did there. Yeah, you suck. Dave Fagan.
Sucky.
Dave Fagan writes, much love. I've always liked Dave. He's a nice gentleman. He's caring. He's compassionate.
Right.
He's got a heart of gold. He's got a horse with no name. And he's in the live chat.
He's here.
So one for there and one for
he's
being
a fan of America. There. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name.
We've got Gary Romberg, whose nickname, of course, is Mr. Testy. Again, no one likes to people who brag about large balls, but he's got big balls. By the way, he's got the biggest balls of all. And he writes, great balls of fire. I think he's decided to own the ball thing. Thanks, Gary, but he's not in the live chat, so you get your single. And Craig Doctree, he says, what's happening to the guys in the meadow? You know what Las Vegas means?
The meadow.
Boom.
Yeah.
Craig is showing that he speaks La Spanish.
You know what Nevada means?
Then the place that holds the meadow. A lot of people don't know that.
Neither do you.
Fair enough.
It's snow-capped.
Snow-capped? Really?
Nevada. It means snow-capped.
There you have it. So Craig Daughtry, who is a past winner. And then finally, here we go. This is your up or down vote. Ready?
Okay.
This is Jim Shupenko. Now, Jim has always been very pleasant to us. Jim writes, loves the show. He always says that. What's the name of the bar that we just did?
Le Central.
He writes,
at Perry.
The Center Bar. Give me an up or down.
He took it and he translated. I give him an A for effort.
Wow.
And I say yes.
Wow.
What?
I'm shocked.
Really?
Because one of my clues was, it's like every other place that has a bar in the center.
Oh, I actually called it the Center Bar.
Yeah.
I didn't know your clues.
That was one of them.
There it is. Well, now that you said that, I'm going to say no.
Oh, that was really cruel of me.
Well, you shouldn't have told me that.
Okay, we're going to let him in.
Should we give him half an entry?
Yes.
There you go. All right, half an entry.
Okay, moving up. Here we go. Our first one is from Leslie. Leslie writes.
Oh, Leslie. Hello, guys, Scott, and I hope Brett. Well, thank you, Leslie. I am here. Here's this week's Have a Drink on Me, Poetic. Featuring a beautiful dome structure and open-air vibe, Le Centrale at the Paris is the place to imbibe.
Ooh.
I don't know what that means.
To drink.
Whether you're there to relax or are done with your play, get comfy on seats dressed in sexy lingerie.
Nicely done.
Well done.
Oh, she's good.
Good job,
by the way,
Leslie.
She's in the live chat. Last time I checked, she goes by Les Vegas. Let me double check. Yeah. There she is. So Leslie R. gets one for that and one for a correct.
I like that.
Being in the live chat. Next up, we've got Steve Rhodes from the
Holiday
UK.
Steve writes,
Scott and Brett, or another pretender to the throne of Brett.
Ooh.
They missed you, didn't they?
I appreciate that, good? Folks. Making me feel good. I feel the love.
This week's answer is Central Bar.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to give it to you because all of a sudden you're Mr. Givery. His name is Steve Soti Rhodes from Black Country, UK. Eventually got the nickname from my emails to LIV. Soti, is an African slang for a male with 1 foot in South Africa and 1 foot in England. So-called salty because
Stretching that far.
Ouch.
Like that. Sometimes ends up dangling in the salty sea. So apparently,
ouch.
Mr. Testy and Steve here have a connection because their balls are salty.
Salty balls.
That's a pleasant visual.
Like the Schwenny balls from Saturday Night Live.
Okay, this one.
Schwenny balls.
Is just retired Bobalicious. I don't know if that's a woman or man, so I'll have you read it.
Or Baba Louie.
That's what it was.
Escaped the weather and soon to be ocean of Illinois corn last week for Las Vegas. Stayed at Treasure Island, but recognized the bar as Le Centrale at the Paris.
Le Centrale.
Love the show. Keep them coming.
There you go.
He escaped the weather and soon to be an ocean of corn in Illinois. Yeah, I got you. Okay.
Thanks, all right.
It's true.
Good.
Out west, next just up, west of Chicago.
We've got Michael from Chicago. This is a different Michael. Michael writes, Viva Las Vegas. My guess is Le Centrale at the Paris. A joke I've overtold over here in about a chain of... about a chain in the process of falling down. Did you hear about the Chicago Rosemont restaurant that closed down and only had to change two letters on its sign? Now the sign says, Toby Keith, I lost this bar.
I lost the joke.
It used to be called, I love this bar.
Oh.
And now it's called, I lost this bar.
Gotcha.
Because he lost all those bars.
I did not know that.
You know what you find out? Comedy is harder than it looks.
Yeah.
It's hard. What's up? Mike Q's in the live chat. Give him a double. One for there.
Sorry. Am I reading or you are?
Okay. You are. I'll let you read that one.
No, hang on. Is this from Mike Q?
Yep.
I didn't know Mike Q could write. I knew he could load weapons.
He is the wrong
Hello.
Guy.
Yeah, that's a good point. I shouldn't have fucked with
You're
Mike.
Not very bright, are you?
I should have fucked with Binky.
Oh, that's you. I think you're ahead on the F-bombs.
Hope you guys are doing well with there in the Las Vegas. Bastard. Mike Q guesses this week's Haddam is Le Centrale. As I have won and still need to collect a drink, if my guest is selected, please let me have a push so that other players may have a chance to win. I do not wish to
very
be
nice.
A hog. Hmm. Have a nice day, Mikey Q.
Isn't he nice?
It's nice, Mike.
We have several people in the live chat who have won several times because they keep playing. God bless them. And they're willing to give it away. You know why? Because they have hearts that done this.
Yeah, they've
just
grown.
Like the Grinch. Alan Perry writes.
AP.
AP. Hi, guys. The Haddam bar this week is Le Centrale at Paris. This is the bar that was renovated last spring. That's true. It looks great in this picture. I wonder how it fits with the rest of Paris. This bar looks so bright and clean. And the last time I was at Paris, it looked kind of dingy, dark, and a little bit dirty. To me, this is the Caesar's property that has not been well maintained over the years, talking about Paris.
Okay.
I think about the faded balloon out front. Maybe they are trying to spruce the place up a bit. This is a good-looking bar. I hope that this is a sign for better things ahead for La Paris.
All right. Fair enough.
You know what they also did? They have a club there, a little lounge bar place. It was one of my favorite places for cover bands, you know, just regular top 40 kind of bands. And they used to cover the whole backside so you couldn't see in. When we first moved, you could see in. And they put a wall. It's like a plasticky leather wall so you couldn't see in. You had to get in, and they took it down. Smart.
That'll bring people in to have a drink.
Smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, finally.
People like to look around and see the ambiance all around them.
Laura Meeks writes.
Laura Meeks says, do not be. Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Bruce, if you're there, and Brett, if you're back.
That was Bryce, not Bruce, but okay.
Eh, close enough. The Haddam is Le Centrale Paris. Oh. The Swarovski crystal shop, where a really rude guy works, gave it away, and Scott's bad French accents.
Oh. Oui,
oui. Love the show.
Thank you.
Tell Bryce I'll check out his bistro. I'll join the queue
for
brunch.
You should. It's good.
Bye for now, Laura.
All right. Thank you, Laura. One for her.
Okay.
All right. And now we go to some videos. First up.
It's video time.
For you. First up, Pops. He also writes, basically, take a look at last week's Haddam. Bryce did a wonderful job as goes, but it appears Chicago Snowman didn't get his second entry. You suck, too. I didn't get my two entries. You suck, too. Why the hell are you even doing this show? I'm not
crazy,
but you suck, Le Bleu. If I won, give it away. You suck. I wonder if he does drugs. Oh, no. No, not him.
No.
Let's see.
These nuts.
kids. We got a little problem. Last week, our buddy Rob LaBerge won the Hat'em contest. You know, King Rob, Spielberg. And the rules say this week he can't play. What did Rob do? Did he do what Pops would have done? Did he go ahead and send in an entry anyway? You know, rules are for losers. Anyhow, hey, Scott.
Yes?
How about we modify the rule? You won last week. You can play this week. You just can't win this week. I'd hate to miss out on one of Rob's good videos. I'm not jealous of him being king. Heck, he gives me the opportunity to introduce a new king-size D-Nuts.
D-Nuts!
I hope he's sending something cool.
What the hell am I looking at?
So that graphic is that thing in front of SLS.
Oh, okay. Right, and it's like a finger giving birth to Rob.
He superimposed Rob's face on there.
Okay.
The best part of it, of course, is the Vegas Video Network visor. So let's make sure we don't screw Pops. He gets one for the correct answer. He gets one for a video. And he gets another one last week because apparently I forgot him as well. And you're right. You look at Bob. Bob is an honest man. He did win last week. Bob understands the rules. And so he's like, I gotta pump the brakes a little bit. I'm not going to do this week. Why would I do that? Why would I be greedy? I already have all three CDs. I have 14 visors. I've drank a whole case of beer on Scott. Why would I? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, Rob's back because he is, in fact, a greedy mother.
Hey, guys. This week's location is Le Centrale at Paris Hotel and Casino. The name says it all here at Le Centrale. Centralized meetup bar and hangout is located between the casino floor and the shopping promenade. Featuring a beautiful dome structure and open-air vibe, the Centrale is an inviting spot to relax with a drink. Try a glass of wine, draft beer, or a Vegas-worthy specialty cocktail. Take in the sights of the casino games and revel in the people watching among the romantic Parisian-esque surroundings. You guys have a good one, and we'll see you next week.
Is that a croissant in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me? Is that a baguette in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
Le Scott and Le Brett, we welcome you to the Paris. Please sit down. Enjoy yourself.
Why do I look so angry?
Now, drink your food. Drink your drink. Eat your baguettes and get out. We cannot have you here, you scum
funny.
Americans.
That's all I got. All right. So Rob does not get anything because he did win. But thank you, Rob, for playing along. God bless your little heart. Okay, let's see who wins.
Please do. Shuffle them up and deal.
Shuffle up and deal.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I think you dropped one.
I did.
Where'd it go?
Oh, Pops.
Yeah, you just banged your head. Bang your head.
Name that band.
Quiet Riot action.
Come on.
Like, I don't know my 80s. Hair bands and heavy metal rock.
Try to tell with you.
Come on.
If you don't know, please pick a one.
Sometimes you're in the mood for rock, and sometimes you want to go, I want to listen to Carly Simon today.
Yeah, I've never said, I need a little Carly Simon because I have to, I have no balls. I do need some Carly Simon.
I didn't mean Carly Simon. I meant...
but that's what you said. Hey, Dr. Freud.
No, I meant... what's your name? The other chick.
It doesn't matter.
Carole King, I meant to say.
Well, there you go.
Kevin Whiff, the Canadian.
Kevin wins again.
Oh, Canada, stand on guard for thee.
Go, Kevin, you get yourself a visor. Would you have won already? Or one of the CDs or a drink on
Has he won already?
Yeah, he got a red visor. Oh. All right, here's a look at this. It's time for this week's
Have a drink on me.
On me. Here we go.
Boink. That is a fabulous place.
Which one?
I'm just making conversation.
The one that we're pushing the button. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Clue number one. Given last week's festivities, being greeted with a top of the morning, my lad, would be appropriate at this
facility.
That's right,
because it was St. Patty's Day.
Given last week's super uber clue, given Brett's just mentioning there, being greeted with top of the morning, my lad, would be appropriate. Hint number two. Easily the most beer pong games anywhere in the Vegas. Easily this bar has more beer pong games than anywhere else in Las Vegas. And hint number three, what was once a large casino is now just this pub with a little mini casino inserted in it. What was once a large casino is now just this pub with a little mini casino inserted in the middle of it. If you know the name of this place, you're going to send it to haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com. Again, haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com. That's it, everybody. Thanks very much for hanging out. What are we doing on time?
We are right there, just right on the money, honey.
Look at that. All right. Hey, if you guys want to check out more of us, if you want to send us an email, send it to onairq@livinginlv.com. If you want to send us a voicemail, you can do so by clicking a little red tab. I need to update my website picture because this website is no longer in.
Yeah, you got a new one. Looks good. Thank you. Nice job.
Thank you.
Who'd you hire to do that?
Me.
Oh, shit.
I did it myself.
Did you pay yourself good bucks?
Not enough.
You didn't give yourself the going rate?
Well, yeah, kind of.
Free.
Yeah, I should pay my.
Yeah. Hello.
Why don't I do that? That's a great idea. Anyways, a little red tab you'll see that says leave a voicemail and then pop up a little window, and I'm going to have to update that graphic. We are on all kinds of places. We're on the three screens, television, desktop, and mobile devices. You can find us on iTunes. Leave us a five-star review. You can find us on YouTube. Give us a thumbs up and share us with your friends. We're also on Roku with over 31,500 accounts installed. We're on Stitcher, TuneIn, Chromecast, Apple, Google, and Fire TV, Google Play, and, of course, the Vegas Video Network website. I'm your host, Scott Whitney. That good-looking man is my creditor. No, it's Brett Grant. I owe him money, but God bless him. I'd rather owe it to him than cheat him out of it. We'll see you guys next week on the Living in Las Vegas podcast. See you guys later.
Good night, everybody. Ticket.